We're in Simon Tov Reish Samech Gimel Siv Beis. The Mechaber says Shabbos Shachol Moed Arvus Hashachar Sim Mincha Mispal Shabbos Omer Yal V'Yabbo Avoda. Shabbos Shachol Moed Marv Shachar Sim Mincha is a Shabbos Shmona Esrei. You just add in Yal V'Yabbo. But Musaf Omer Alta B'Chartan M'necha Te'enu Yom Manoach Hazev Yom Chaka Sukkos Hazeh. Chosim Mekadosh Shabbos Yisrael V'Azman Musaf. You daven Lechol Moed Musaf and you add in Shabbos. Rama adds a nog in Lomar Kohelus with Shabbos Cholamoid, and between the Atzeres and Mikla B'Shabbos. On Shabbos Cholamoid, if the minute to lay in Kohelus, or if it falls out, Shmini Atzeres falls out on Shabbos, you do it on Shmini Atzeres. Mishnah Berurah points out when the Rama says Ayin Le'el Siman Tav Tzadi, he's referring to whether you make a bracha on the reading of Kohelus or not. So the Rama earlier said that the minhag is not to make a bracha on the Megillahs. The Mishnah Berurah brought the Magen Avraham, who said you make a bracha on all Megillahs except for Kohelis, and the Vilna Gaon would say to make it even on Kohelis. The Mishnah Berurah concludes that if your minhag is to make a bracha on the Klaf, then you can do so. The reason that on Kohelis the Magen Avraham says not to make a bracha, that Taras Kanim explains, is because the Gemara in Shabbos says that in the beginning they wanted to put Sefer Kohelis in Geniza. That's why you don't make a bracha on it. And the Mari Bruno writes that since they wanted to put it in Geniza, it's clear that it wasn't really written in Ruach HaKodesh, and that's why you don't make a bracha on it, even though they didn't put it in Geniza. The Levush writes that even though there are those that say that the reason is we don't make a bracha on it is because Shlomo HaMelech said it in his Chachma, not Ruach HaKodesh, so from the Targum and Rashi, it's clear that it really was written in Ruach HaKodesh. The reason that we read Koheles on Sukkos is because Sukkos are Yemei Simcha, and Kohelet writes, Ula Simcha Maze Ose. The Darkei Moshe writes, then Kohelis says, Tein chelik l'shiva v'gam l'shmona, which is keneged the days of Sukkos. Levush writes that the days of Sukkos are Yemei Simcha, and Sefer Kohelis praises and is mezaris those to be happy with what they have and not chase after money. Siv Gimel, Motzin Shnei Sifrei Torah. We take out two Sifrei Torah, Be'echad Korn Re'eata Omerilai, Umafter Korbek Abana Shalseka Diyoma, Umafter Be'echeskel V'yaba Yombo Gog. So you lay in the first Sefer Torah on the second day of Sukkos, you lay in Re'eata Omerilai. The Maftir is the Korbanos of the day, like we said. And the Haftorah is from Vahaya B'yom Bo Gog Umago. The Bracha on the Haftorah concludes Mikadish HaShabbos Yisrael V'hazmanim. In Hilchos Pesach, the Mishnah Berurah points out that the Rama says that on Shabbos Chol HaMoed you don't mention Pesach in the Brachos of Torah, but on Sukkos you do, because Sukkos, the amount of Karbanos changes each day, so therefore it's considered to be a Moed B'fnei Atzmo, as opposed to on Pesach. This is also why there is Chal El Shalem every day of Sukkos and not Pesach. Simen Tafresh Samach Dalet, Seder Yom Hashanah Rabbah, Sif Aleph, B'yom Shvi, Shoshana Rabbah, Nogin Laharbos V'Mizmorim Kiyo B'yom Tov. On Hashanah Rabbah, we have the minhag to add extra Mizmorim, just like you would on a Yontif. The Mishnah Berurah explains, because on Sukkos we are judged for water, how much water we're going to have, and this is the end of the judgment of the Chasima. We say, L'Matzeh Mizmor HaShemayim Misaprim, the Psuge de Zimra of Shabbos and Yontif, and other Mizmorim, and we say Naritzcha in the Musaf Kedusha. The Mishnah Berurah also says a minhag is to stay up all night on the Leil Hoshana Rabbah, and there's a printed what should be recited during this time. The Rama adds Ve'ein Omrim Nishmas, but we don't say Nishmas because the Maisa it's not actually Shabbos or Yontif, it's still Chol, so we don't say Nishmas, Omer Mizmor L'Soda, as well. Ve'omer in kamocha, Shema Yisrael, kum b'yomtov, when you take out the Torah. Ve'om kadosh l'achar tfilas musaf b'nigan yomtov, the kadosh should be in the nusach of yomtov. The ein regilin lasos melacha shel chol ad achar yitzim yivis kinesis. You don't do melacha until you leave shul. Ve'yesh lomar pizmon zchor brisk, sheish mele b'shan rabba, ve'om roso kodam ana azon chin. Kasa rishona sheish simon b'tzel halvana b'leil hoshana rabba, sheyekrela o l'krova b'osa shana. There's some way to see what's going to happen to your family that year by looking up at the moon. You shouldn't try and figure it out, because it could be bad for you. We don't really understand this anyway. It's better not to try and figure out the future. We add candles like on Yom Kippur, the Mishnah Berurah says, once again, because on Sukkos we're judged for water, and everyone's life is dependent on water, and everything follows the Chasima, which is right now, of Hoshana Rabbah, is the Chasima of the judgment of the water, so that's why it is like Yom Kippur, and we add candles. Some people go to the mikvah on Hoshana Rabbah just like Erev Hoshana Rabbah, just like Erev Yom Kippur. We wear a kittel just like on Yom Kippur. Mishnah Berurah says that this is the Gemara Chasima, that's why you wear a kittel. By us, only the person who's davening for the tzibur wears a kittel, everyone else just wears Bigdei Shabbos. Lefi shebechag nidonin alamayim. Ve'nogin lahatir bo agodosh alulav. We untie the lulav. U'makifin sheva pa'amim. You walk around 7 times. U'marbim tachnunim alamayim. And we say a lot of extra stuff to pray for daven for more rain. The same way that they walked around at the Beis HaMikdash, around the Mizbeach 7 times, so too, that's what we do on Hoshana Rabbah. So Hoshana Rabbah has a dual meaning. It has the aspect of it being the day of the Arava, when you walk around with the Arava, but it's also the day to daven for extra for the rain, similar to Yom Kippur. There are some who have a minhag to have a suda. It's not brought anywhere here in the Shulchan Aruch of the Mishnah Berurah, but some have the minhag to have a suda, Hoshana Rabbah, as well, because of this chasima that's going on over here. There are also some who understand it deeper. It's not just a chasima on the mayim, but it's a chasima on the din of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur as well. You take extra arava, besides for the arava that's in the lulav, you take an extra arava, but you don't make a bracha on it. Mishnah Berurah says this is Zechel HaMikdash, because they used to do this halacha Moshe Mesinai, and the mitzvah was that all 7 days they used to bring an extra arava, and the Kohanim would hit it on the side of the Mizbeach, and then the nation would come and take it and shake it. So we don't do that every day, because lulav is actually Minat Torah, the first day, so we continue that, but Arava does not have a Nekar Minat Torah at all, so therefore we just do it one day, Zeichel HaMikdash, and they decided that it should be a Hoshana Rabbah, because in the Mikdash it had more Kedusha on the seventh day as well, because they go around 7 times, so that's the day that we do Arava as well, just the seventh day, even though really they used to do it every day. We don't make a bracha because it's only a minhag in Nevi'im, but not a Torah's Takana, so therefore you can't make Vitzivanu on it.